Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has many wonderful things to say to those who love Him, His people, those who desire to be guided by the Holy Spirit. When we receive His words, His training, and correction, we can do things we normally couldn't do. Every time I learn from the Lord, His word, things that He had to say, it always blessed me, and I always learn more than I ever thought I would. I always say that when you do that, you learn things you couldn't normally. As we follow God and obey His word, follow through with what He gives us to do, we learn things we couldn't normally learn any other way. And there's many reasons for it. We relate to a greater part of God's word. We experience what He has to say. And he always helps us to understand much more. And the more we obey God and seek His word and take Him at His word, the more we will be able to go forward, not backwards. We see things in a greater way. And as we grow and learn, we learn to measure God's word in a greater way too. And he helps us to go forward. And it's a blessing. When we're serious about when we're serious about loving other people, helping them know God, the Lord will help us to do it. And He will send us to people that He know for a fact will hear, that want to know His word. The Lord will dispatch you to people that will hear you out and love what you say. Now, many times we try to give people God's word so that they can live and enjoy life like we do. And they don't want it. They get offended. And they harden their hearts. And sometimes they could care less about the things of God. They're interested in other things. Their focus is on other things. But as we get to know the Lord our God, we appreciate what the wisdom of God. We appreciate what He did in our lives. And we act on His word. And we see things in a greater way. And we develop. We develop in life. And we want more life. But John put it to us plainly that loving the world causes you to be the enemy of God. Anybody that loves the world, if you see that they love the world, they are becoming an enemy of the Lord our God. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's out of all the things that they've learned, they're making a choice. Living the life of God before them, loving them anyway, can help. But if a person loves the world strong enough, they're going to stand with the world. Remember, now, prophecy was given years, thousands of years before we were born in this day. And the love of God is true to us. And He said that the Antichrist will come and the false prophet will cause people to worship him. And the false prophet will cause, he's behind the mark of the beast. He's going to want everybody to take the mark or the number of the name of the beast in their right hand or their forehead. And the word said that in that day, people will receive His mark. Just like we receive salvation. We receive salvation. They're going to receive the mark. Because they went back to the world. And some people, they love this world system. They believe it. They deny what Christ has done for them. They forgot that they needed a Savior. And those that fell away, they will believe, they will receive the mark, because they wouldn't listen to the Holy Spirit on before the rapture, and after the rapture, they're not going to listen to the Lord either, even though it's evident. But the false prophet's going to probably preach a shiny gospel that looks good on paper, no good for real, and people will buy into it and take the mark so they can buy their medicine and their food and sell their cars and buy new ones. And they think everything going to be all right like it always was in the days of grace. But grace will be over with, and the judgments of God will start. And the whole world will look like Egypt did back when in the Exodus. And it's going to make what happened in Egypt look like a cakewalk. God's going to give them blood to drink. Now he's going to judge the earth because of his justice. And he gave everybody a wonderful, fair chance. See, anybody in the days of the rapture, everybody there was introduced to grace. They lived in grace before they got to the tribulation. And people, little children belong to God until they reach the age where they can judge sin. And they are accountable for their own actions. And now children are, they are being required at younger and younger ages to believe on Christ because more people are sinning and they understand it. They are bombarded with the world. The Lord is giving people a chance to live a better life, a greater life. And they have clues by the way that his people live. They see people heal in life variously, in different ways. Some people that were depressed, they become at peace and they grow in joy and they become capable people again. People that had no, that looked like they had no chance at success end up succeeding. People that were sick become healed. See, these are the clues. These are the signs of salvation. The work of Jesus is done. Salvation is shared. And the enemy is trying to keep people interested in the world, steal your focus. Get you to focus on things that don't work and cause people not to know God. And children are being, the enemy's launched a campaign to seduce children at younger and younger ages so that they can make foul choices. And parents are supposed to train their children in the way that they should go, so that they don't have to lose their children to the world system. Many people are lost to the world system. People make choices against God. And they take chances and risk playing with the world. And when they and if they don't, if they vote for the world, they're gonna do the world system. And it hardens their heart, and they justify their actions and live a life of rebellion against God. All of these things are serious. It's a serious thing to live against God's word. Many Christians won't even read the word of God. They have no appetite for it. They believed on Jesus and hardly study his word. And some people just want to live a good life and they want to go to heaven. They'll read things about Revelation. The lack of knowledge is out there. Persuasions, wrong teachings, all this is out there trying to pull you back into the world system. And the Lord has blessed people to write good movies that show us a depiction of the mess that we're in. Even Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, it show us that sin is out there. And it's trying to take over everything like a cancer. And we have to be, we can be resilient against it through Jesus Christ. And the Lord has been working with mankind because God is for all men. He wants people to know. But when people harden their own heart, there's nothing that God can do if they harden their heart. He can't help them. And we love them and we pray for them, but when we come around, they don't even like it. When people avoid the people of God, when they know where you stand, they avoid you. And God has to deal. Now, we can't see all the everything God can see. The day after the rapture, people will be known for what they've chosen. If they're left here, it's because they worked against the Lord. They broke God's word somewhere. And some of them, they just wouldn't forgive. Now, why wouldn't a person forgive after they've been forgiven of all things that they ever did? And they choose not to forgive somebody of what they did. You know, the news, Satan's got another stronghold in the media. He gets people in strife with the president and politicians and parties. These are people. If they did you wrong, forgive them for your sake. If you think, just stop watching the news. If it calls you to get in strife, you got to get out of strife. People are going to do wrong. Some people take bribes. They don't care about anything that has nothing to do with you. Do they affect you? Yes, what their choices do affect you. But pray for them anyway. Pray for the wisdom of God to be done. Pray for politicians that love God to be elected. And don't complain against the people that are. Sometimes people are depicted a certain way, and they're not the way that they are depicted. Jesus, Isaiah said that Jesus would not judge after the seeing of his eyes or the hearing of his ear. But with righteous judgment will he judge the poor. With righteousness, with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, he'll make decisions. When he fed the 5,000 and the 4,000, eventually people started following him so they could see the miracles. They didn't care about his doctrine. And they were not in love with him. And they wanted him to be a king after their order, not God's. And they were going to make a king out of him. And probably try to get him to conquer the Romans or something. But that's not what he came to do. He said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And they left. Just like the people that fall away. They leave. They wanted a God they can control. And because they were not focused on what the Lord said and his ways, they turned. And these are people we care about. They can even be our own children. These are people that we love and care about. They can even be our parents. I'm not saying that they are. But the enemy is his attack goes against every individual, trying to get everybody individually to turn somewhere against God. But the people that know their God will do exploits. They will rise above the wiles of the devil and live a greater life. They will overcome. They will not be seduced. God has people that will not be seduced by Satan. And he has people that will take the right stand. And they will go forward. And they won't fail. But we have to follow him. In order to do these wonderful things, we got to follow God. And he'll show us what's coming. He'll show us what's approaching. He'll even tell you when the enemy's coming and his plan too, so that you don't get sucked into the world again. Realize that sometimes people that aggravate you, it's not of them, it's an attack from Satan. So always get rid of those kind of attacks on a spiritual level. Always fight the good fight of faith first, so you won't have to fight naturally. You can pull down strongholds. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. You can pull down the strongholds that work against God, work against you. And you can attack them, and you can win. And you won't have to fight naturally. If you're praying for your people, for your children, they can avoid getting in trouble and going to court and paying court costs and getting involved in all that, the racket system of the courts to make lawyers and judges rich. You don't have to get involved with everything that Satan throws at you. Defeat Satan at his level. He's trying to work against you, but his days are short. So fight harder and fight to win. My pastor said years ago, the closer we get to the kingdom of God, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. Because the fight gets more intense because Satan is desperate. You be desperate too. You fight the good fight of faith. He already lost. But don't fight in fear. Just don't be foolish. Don't take bribes. Do things honestly. Do the word of God on purpose. And seek the Lord your God. And be aware of what's going on around you, because God loves you and his love don't run dry. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, and you'll live a life that exposes darkness for what it is, and you'll go forward when people don't go forward. You'll make the right choices when others don't. And you can help those by the anointing of God and by the wisdom of God and the love of God to do what's right so that they can survive all these things. There's no reason for our loved ones to be lost. But sin hardens the heart. And the Lord has countermeasures against all that. And I thank the Lord for his ways and his word and his will and the people that love him and that follow him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus, he's our Lord.